This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This should, could, might be the week that we put the financial crisis in the rearview mirror, at least for households in this country and their incomes. We start our weekly wrap on this Friday with the news from the Census Bureau of that 5% jump in median household incomes last year over 2014. Here to help us figure things out, we've got Neela Richardson from Redfin, Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. They are in our studios in Washington, District of Columbia. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
So, Neela, this was, it was basically unvarnished good news, this report from the Census Bureau. My question is, why were we all caught so by surprise? Because I certainly was, and it seemed like most other people were as well.
Right. 2015 was a great year. Yeah. How many times, Kai, on the show have I been talking about income growth and lack of it?
I know.
And we finally got
it. And everybody's
and it
like,
was
what?
Great news, and we were surprised. But, you know, let's not get ahead of ourselves because we're still not even back to where we were in 2007. Household incomes are still about 2% lower. But even given that, yep, it was a widespread increase in incomes across a lot of demographics, working class, yep, middle class, of all races. And so we did get this groundswell of income growth, and we should be happy about that, but cautious about its sustainability.
Exactly. And we are. But Sudeep, the thing I want to point out is that for all the broad-based nature of the gains that Neela was talking about, and they were, it was not geographically equal. And my question to you as a Washington reporter is, how does this play into the election and where things are going to go?
It certainly changes a little bit of the debate that we've had. The one word we've used so much over the last decade, at least the last 5 years, was stagnation. And this was a big jolt to suggest maybe we're not destined for stagnation. Maybe we actually do have the ability to generate much stronger gains and get out of the funk that we were in. So that's a good sign. There was a split between rural and urban folks. There, we obviously have more people in cities, so that it's not the worst thing in the world. And there were some quite a bit of variation within what you would call rural as well. So you have to there are some factors there you have to think about. But it does fit into the fact that we have not seen enough gains. And no matter what you think of this 1 year, we have not seen a strong enough pickup in incomes overall or in the poverty rate, even though that's far better than it was, or in the insured rate for health insurance, even though that's far better than it was. And so there's so much more room there of what we would have hoped to see by now, that is really what this election is about. Have we improved as much as we should have improved?
Right. Very quick pass through the mind of Janet Yellen. The Fed meets next week. Is a rate increase on the table, Neela, do you think?
You know, there's evidence with the recent inflation news that things are growing today, right? But that of the 175 things in the basket of that defines inflation, two are the outstanding ones, healthcare and housing costs. I don't think that's enough of a jolt to really move the needle on whether the Fed raises interest rates next week.
Yeah, Sudeep, real quick on the Fed.
Not going to happen.
All right. Well, I'm with you. I think that's probably true. All right. Meeting at the White House today, the president had a bunch of TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership people in to talk about that trade deal. He had John Kasich. He had Henry Paulson in, making that push for the lame duck thing. Sudeep, the president wants it, but is it going to happen?
You look at the television and it was a bizarre parallel universe. Like, what program is going on here where the Ohio governor,
the Republican,
an election season, a Republican is at the podium trying to support the Democratic president on a trade deal? It just does not compute. And to have the people who got up there and even earlier in the week to have CEOs come from around the country and push on the same issue, to push support for TPP, you have to think, do you realize what's going on around the country right now? Now, what people are saying about trade, they can get together and try to lobby lawmakers, but these are the lawmakers who are in their districts for the next 2 months, worried about whether they're going to be elected or be swept away from something that they don't even really understand.
Neela?
You have to go outside of Washington, D.C. these days to get bipartisan consensus. And that's what the president tried to do. It's not going to sway too many people in that chamber, though.
Neela Richardson at Redfin, Sudeep Reddy at The Wall Street Journal from our bureau in Washington. Thanks to you both.
Thanks, Kai.
Thank you, Kai.